Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this Waterdeep Dungeon of the Map Mage. My name is John, and I am joined by Obsolete Goat.
Heyo, it's Obsolete Goat here. Going to be playing WoW today using modified combat wheelchair rules from Mustang Art. Thank you, Mustang Art, for letting us use them.
Rogue Trader Enthusiast.
Hello. I don't have a quip.
Mine wasn't a quip. It's a legal obligation.
Tash.
Okay, I didn't, not gonna lie, it was very sudden and I hadn't really come up with anything. We're just gonna go with that.
Smitty.
Oh, we could say he was ill-equipped.
Hey.
Thank you, I'll be here all week with terrible charisma.
Can we get an inspiration for that, DM?
No.
Aww, you suck.
We're gonna die anyway. We have to die in glory.
I'm not gonna die.
And Christy is here too.
Hello. Hello. I'm editing photos, so I will be quiet for a little bit.
Am I?
Ben, unfortunately, has a headache, and so isn't here to pull you guys out of the fire that he set you guys in last session. Previously, in Waterdeep Dungeon of the Mad Mage, you discovered the sort of area that you had been in upstairs looped round on itself. You exploded a large group of insects with a bomb. Meat bomb?
Meat bomb.
Meat bomb.
My greatest
spicy
invention.
Spicy meatball.
A spicy meatball.
A very, very spicy meatball.
That's very good. No regrets.
It was the spiciest of meatballs.
You discovered a stairway leading downwards and descended the stairs, hoping to find a place to take a rest, but instead discovered a goblin marketplace. Upon entering the goblin marketplace, Underscum and Ick worked to translate for you what the goblins were saying, and Underscum spoke with a goblin to trade rations and to try to get a better price on them, attempted to negotiate the group's services in potentially a change in leadership of this particular goblin tribe. You then approached the leader of said goblin tribe and Underscum told him that's what you were here to do.
There was also a guy which,
Halef.
It was a dwarf, and they're like, oh yeah, that's one of the traitorous douche nozzles that betrayed me and then killed me, so they must die.
Yeah.
No, he must die.
Yeah, that also happened. But you managed
Wait,
to convince...
Has anybody died?
Some random dwarf we don't know was brutally beaten to death by a revenant, but that's not our problem anymore.
You have also convinced Halef to not go off on their own for the moment and to stick with you while they seek revenge and hopefully do some good in whatever life they have left. But now Yek the Tall, leader of this goblin tribe, who also happens to look a bit like Robert Patterson, for reasons entirely unknown to you, has ordered all of the goblins to get you because you have come to overthrow him. So I'm going to switch it over to the map screen, and I'm going to say to everybody except for Wall,
who is having a great little time right now,
who has wandered off to teach a class in woodworking.
No regrets.
Could you all roll me initiatives, please?
Oh gosh,
dice don't fail me now.
Oh god, so many dice appearing on the screen now.
And Faewyn goes.
I feel somewhat concerned. I tie with a goblin.
I rolled a 4.
Good god.
Rolled a 14.
I don't even know. I rolled
an 8. Drew with a goblin.
I am literally the last person. Oh no.
Wait, what, my class isn't going that well, guys? I hit my thumb with a hammer. It's okay.
So we are going to switch over from this music to this music. He said, hoping that the music will listen to him. And I'm going to press the begin combat and see how many turns I need to take.
Good god.
Bugbear number 4 is going to approach 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Ick and attack with a Morning Star.
Ick is so dead.
Oh, Ick.
Bye, Ick.
But Ick wheels round and brings up his arm and just parries aside the Morning Star.
Holy crud. One lucky dude.
Ick has developed protagonist powers.
5.
I think
Ick's 10,
the main character.
15, 20, 25, 30. Faewyn, a bugbear charges towards you, Morning Star raised.
He has done nothing wrong.
Brings it down for a 14 to hit.
Actually, I haven't got my character sheet open. I want to say it misses, but you never know. Like, yeah, it misses. So, yeah, she's gonna, like, just sort of duck and sort of go around out of the way.
You just dodge to one side as the Morning Star swings past you. Goblin. Yeah. There. One of the goblins next to Yek sort of sidesteps around so that he's got a clear line of sight towards Underscum and Underscum just brings up his weapon. Just this is going real well for the goblins so far. Another goblin brings his short bow out, fires again at Underscum. Well, that's a bit better. Underscum, what's your armor class? That does hit. So an arrow sinks into Underscum for 6 points of damage. This goblin is already attacking Underscum with a scimitar. That will also hit. So as Underscum reels from an arrow, a scimitar rises up the back and deals another 6 points of damage. And then it is Underscum's turn. Underscum is going to rage. Because that's a sensible thing to do.
And then.
Oh, what are we going to do?
All went black.
What are we going to do here?
What movie is that from?
Corpse Bride.
That seems almost too serious for a joke like that.
It's like right in the middle of one of the songs.
Underscum holds his hands out and a spray of colours erupts from his hands. And then I roll that. 25, cool. Creatures in the ascending order of current hit point. Starting with a creature with the lowest current hit points, each creature affected by this spell is blinded until the end of my next turn. Subtract each creature's hit points from the total before moving on to the next one. Okay, so... sorry, this is going to be some math time. You have six. You have seven. So, they are all of the ones that get hit by this blinding colours are affected and now blinded. You are blind and you are also blind. This goblin sort of steps back up and swings at Halef. And Halef takes 5 damage. Nefira.
Okie dokie. Do what will keep things nice and simple. We're going to stab this goblin in front of me in the face.
Okay.
Orifia. I assume a 20 hits.
I think it's fairly safe to say a 20 hits a goblin.
Fantastic. Takes 17 points of piercing damage.
Nice.
Nice.
It had 4 hit points.
Oh, God.
Wait, where's the extra 6 points come in?
I have no idea.
And then what?
And then I should move forward, and that should be my turn.
Okay.
Because warlocks, you only get one attack.
No,
saving things for later.
5, 10, 15, 20. This goblin steps to here, and then with a short bow, attacks Nefira.
Ooh.
Spicy. I'm going to go with a 24 hitting you, right?
Oh, yeah, just a bit.
So the arrow just sinks in and you take 11 points of damage.
Ow.
It just finds a tender spot under the armor.
Ouch.
Ouchie.
I'm
also going to point my sword and just say, you're next.
This guy's going to step up.
I said the one that's closest to me, so I'll deal with you afterwards.
Okay.
Steps up to Underscum, swings, misses. Underscum just sort of blocks it with a swing round of the rope dart. Feywin.
Okay. Oh no.
Oh yes.
I genuinely didn't want any part in this.
You weren't given a lot of choice in the matter, unfortunately.
Well, thankfully... Oh, God, I just realised... we didn't take a short rest, didn't we?
You have not, no.
Oh, Beck. Okay.
I'm sure you can get Death by Snooze to you without a rest.
No, it's not going to be any Death by Snoo yet. Oh, God damn it. I really don't want to. Like, I'm not in the mood. So, Faewyn, do I really want to spend a key point to do that? You know what? Faewyn's going to risk it. She's going to try and get, like, closer to the main dude there.
Okay,
I know I'm going to take an attack of opportunity. I accept that.
The bugbear swings an attack as you leave and rolls a 16.
Yeah, that hits.
So as you dart away, it swings at you for 7 points of damage.
Excuse the feck you, Mr. Bugbear. Like, I did not consent to this.
It doesn't care whether you consent or not. It's hitting you.
Well, either way, Faewyn's sort of like... or whatever his... Whatever the goblin...
Yek is the leader, yes.
Yeah. Like, she's gonna be... This has all been one very big misunderstanding. You see, my bugbear friend here, he was telling a really, really poorly timed joke. It was... I mean, yeah, he was joking about the whole thing. You know, like, I mean, there's like several... I mean, there's several of you guys against a few of us, he thought he would try and engage in a friendly joke and it just didn't come out right. Yeah.
Roll me a deception check.
What do you mean deception? I'm trying to persuade him.
Yes, but with not the truth. He was not telling a joke.
Oh, God damn it, no. Come on.
Oh, you're not rolling well tonight, Tash.
I mean, not yet. I mean, I rolled a 14 on initiative. It's okay. It's just the deception was just not good.
You can tell that Yek either doesn't believe that this was a joke or doesn't care that this was a joke. He's not been leader of a goblin tribe for... long time by accepting people making this sort of a joke. And as you point out, there are lots of them and few of you, so really, what does he have to lose by killing you all?
In that case, then, since I don't think I'd be able to use that as a dash kind of thing, can I? Because I only left the arrow to be like, hey, we're only joking, and then it's like, oh, okay. Because I want to run away.
I mean, you can keep moving. You've still got movement.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, but if I don't dash, then I've only got 5 feet of movement left, so I just didn't know how much movement I had.
Well, you've got 15 feet of movement left, so you can go 3 more spaces. And yeah, you can take a dash, so you've got another 35 feet after that.
Right, okay, I'm coming over here. and be like, "Like, seriously, it probably won't reassure you, but I'm doing most of this to subdue." I'm going to fucking punch a blinded goblin in the face.
Okay.
So, unarmed strike the first.
If you're attacking the blinded guy, that's an advantage because he can't see it coming.
Yeah. Okay, why did... Oh.
That will just hit.
Okay.
He sort of brings a... Hears you step close to him and sort of brings a sword up to defend himself, but it's very much in the wrong place, and you just punch him and he drops to the ground. Are you going lethal with this, or are
I'm
you sort
not
of
going lethal.
You're pulling it to just knock him down?
I'm just knocking him down.
Okay, he drops to the ground unconscious but not bleeding out.
Yeah, see, I didn't kill him. I could have killed him, but I didn't! And that'll be my turn.
Okay.
I have a bonus action, don't I? Because I haven't actually used anything to...
You can take a bonus action, yes.
Okay. Bonus action. I'm going to try and punch the other goblin next to me.
This one is not at advantage because he is not blinded.
Okay.
Never mind.
Bring
a roundhouse kick back across him and
Faywin. Oh yeah, Faywin is not meaning this is non-lethal, by the way. Every attack that Faywin is doing is non-lethal.
Okay, well, he also collapses to the ground quite unconscious from that backhand slap that you just deliver across him.
And again, I didn't kill the guy, he's just unconscious. I mean, he may have lost a few teeth in the process, but he's not dead. God. It's all in self-defense. Yeah, now it'll be my turn.
This blind goblin is going to come and sort of roughly step over the person on the ground in front of him. And try to attack with a scimitar at Underscum. Obviously with disadvantage, because he is blinded. And just sort of swings wildly with a scimitar in the general direction. And you get the feeling that he could be attacking literally any of the three people stood in front of him. Bugbear in the top corner of the map is just gonna 5, 10, 15 and sort of insert himself between you and Yek and swings at Underscum with a Morning Star. But Underscum just sort of backs out of the way of it. Goblin number 40 is down, so Ick... Does Ick have a melee weapon? Ick does have a melee weapon. Yay for Ick. Ick swings round at the bugbear that assaulted him with his scimitar.
Oh dear.
And just the scimitar meets the Morning Star, and in an epic sort of clang of sword meet Morning Star, the two of them are solidly fighting. The other goblin guard is going to step down and swing at Haleth. That does not hit. That does not hit. Final bugbear is also going to interpose himself between your team and Yek, as he is sort of, you know, they are the bodyguards and that's what they do. But he doesn't get into a position to attack anyone. And we then get to Nuri.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody need healing?
Yes.
Yes, please.
I think everyone, except for me, who's not. Can I have 1 point of healing, please? I think I might have broken my thumb. I can hear fighting.
Faywin needs healing. Vason needs healing. Underscum needs healing.
Yeah.
Nefera needs healing.
In fact, the only person currently at full hit points is Nuri. So,
Yeah, well, you got to keep the cleric alive.
Yeah, got to keep the healer going. That's basic MMO.
Indeed, you don't mess with the white mage.
Nefera, why did you just take 11 points of damage?
Because that's what you gave to me earlier.
Oh.
I realised I did it on D&D Beyond, but I didn't update it on...
Ah, that makes sense.
Foundry.
With you. Which reminds me, did I update the D&D Beyond overlay on Twitch? Probably
no,
not.
No, you have not.
Max hit point.
I meant to. Waterdeep Dungeon of the Mad Mage.
Now, is there anything we've got that can aid everybody? That's what I'm looking for. I think they're all sort of individual, so who wants... Aha.
Take your pick.
Here we go. That might help.
That is a 10-minute spell.
Okay, then. Maybe it won't help.
That's great for when you can't quite take a short rest, but unfortunately, not a middle of combat. Yeah, no. If you've got, like, I think mass healing word might be in there.
Yeah, mass healing word. Yeah, it's one up.
It's not a great amount of healing, but it affects multiple people, so.
Yeah. Ignore the other one, I mean, because it will come up that I'm out of spell slots for...
I will give you a second level spell slot back.
Second level.
And then if you just want to hit the healing in the chat so that we can find out how much you heal, up to 6 of your friends. So that's 5 healing to everybody in the room, I guess.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, 1d4.
That's what it came up with.
Plus your spellcasting modifier.
Yeah. I was going to say. Okay. Fair enough.
I didn't mean to use that. I was trying to update my health. That didn't happen.
You don't suddenly become a peerless athlete.
I mean, I already am a peerless athlete. Have you looked at me, John?
Okay. Would you like to move at all, Nuri, or are you happy with where you are at the moment?
I'm happy where I am.
Okay, we're going to move on to Goblin 32, who is going to look down this nice channel between himself and the giant dragonborn, pull a short bow out, knock an arrow, and roll a 21 to hit.
I'll hit.
Vason, you take 7 points of damage. That healing was nice for a moment, wasn't it?
Very, very much so.
Goblin 39 is apparently also blind, so that's interesting for him. He's going to sort of step over the unconscious body of his friend in front of him and swing at the scary gnome woman he can hear but not see. Right. really wanted to roll an 11. So does a 15 hit, Fabian?
Oh, sorry?
A 15?
Yeah, meets beats.
So swings, blindly swinging a scimitar, you take 8 points of damage.
Oh, damn.
Excuse the feck you. I will be having serious words with you. Well, with the goblin, I mean.
I'm impressed that you rolled 2 11s.
Yeah, that's...
So 8 minus that's gonna be that. Okay.
On Haleth's turn, Haleth is gonna punch the goblins in front of him. I really need to update the token. So that'll hit.
Is anyone else scared of Haleth? Just looking at these numbers.
They're just a friendly neighborhood revenant. It's fine. As long as we don't...
Superhuman strength.
Yeah, as long as we don't piss them off, it's fine. They can't physically kill us.
Pretty sure they just blinked and two goblins turned into dust.
This is why we should stay on the good side.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
It's more shocking that Haleth just...
Wouldn't that
punch
trigger
one into oblivion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Can one?
No,
do it twice.
He can't because he was the one that attacked of opportunity to Faewyn as he left and hasn't had a go yet to restore his reactions. Vaisin, we get to the bottom of the turn order.
Ah, well, time to.
Time to spring into action.
The rest of the party's dealing with two bugbears and a lot of noise, so I'm going to take on the other two bugbears.
Okay.
So I'm going to step around like that, and I'm going to attack bugbear whatever the one is that's south of Ick.
Okay.
And then I'm going to smite at the same time. And I need to remember how on earth I do this, so I'm going to do the attack roll with my weapon. Where the hell is it? Greatsword, douche. Attack.
A 13 misses. The bugbear just sort of brings round the Morning Star, and your greatsword clangs into the Morning Star scimitar combo that Ick and the bugbear are wielding. I'm just going to drink in this glorious, anguished face and...
Well, luckily, I get two attacks, so I'm just going to follow that up with another attack, because that completely dismantled everything I wanted to do. So, let's see if I hit the second time.
That one, however, you bring the greatsword back and stab forward... And it just gets in under the bugbear's armor.
Cool. So that on its own will do... ...12 damage.
Okay.
That's then going to be followed up with the Divine Smite. Because Smite!
Smite!
If I can remember this damn thing.
It's underneath spells.
Of course it is.
In your spell book, there should be a spell called Divine Smite.
Smite.
Which does another 18 damage.
Bless you.
Bless you.
And as a bonus action, because I've used my Divine Smite, I'm going to use my Channel Divinity to make this an Inspiring Smite, which will allow me to heal people. Figure out how on earth I trigger that.
So you can use your Channel Divinity as a bonus action and distribute temporary hit points. So they are temporary hit points to the creatures of your choice within 30 feet of you, which can include you. Mm-hmm. I believe the only people in that effect at the moment would
it's
be
everyone in our party except Underscum and Wall.
Yes. Yes.
So I believe I should just build.
So if you just roll me 2d8.
Yeah.
Plus 5. So you have 12 hit points. Who gets what?
Well, Neri's doing relatively fine. So, sorry, Neri, but I'm going to scatter 4 HP between myself, Nefira, and Faewyn.
Okay.
That's right.
So you get 4 temporary hit points. Track them differently to your hit points because they are not technically hit points.
4 temporary hit points.
And then that is Vason's turn.
Wait, that thing's still standing?
Very, very wounded. But yes.
Bloody hell, that thing's taking 30 damage.
This is why bugbears get into the goblinoid armies. They tank things for the goblins that cannot.
My woodworking class is going slightly better than it was before.
It's improving. Roll me a perception check, Wall.
Okay. Let's see if I continue to roll absolutely abysmally, it'd be hilarious. Perception.
Perception.
Normal. 14.
You hear on the over the sound of goblin hammers hitting wood and nails. It's not a lot you can hear, but you do hear the sounds of fighting have broken out. You recognize these sounds. Would you like to leave the woodworking class?
I'll roll a D100. Wall says...
Nice.
Wall says nice. That was also a good answer. I think that's a no. He's gonna stay because okay. Goblin just did the thing and it's nice. He's like, oh, nice. So goblin, go over and help.
Okay, a very wounded bugbear is gonna swing a morning star at Vason.
Okie doke.
And rolls an 18 to hit.
That will hit.
So you take. 15 Jesus points Christ. Of damage.
Cool, right. I'm going to use a reaction on that because bloody hell.
Okay.
So yeah, I take the 15 damage. So that'll put me on 9 health. Ba-dump. Cool, right. So I'm going to use Gift of the Gem Dragon. Because he's hit me and that.
So he needs to make a strength save.
Yep.
Saving throw. Yes. He rolled an 18, so he succeeds.
So it still takes half of something down. He still takes half 2d8. Of 2d8. Yep.
Well,
half of 5.
You see in him a great eye of resistance, and he doesn't move. He does, however, collapse as he only had 2 hit points left.
He's like, <"Hur!" laughs> just falls over dead.
However,
can I just turn to the other one and just be like, see, no, bad.
Seeing this, his friend goes. And comes to attack you.
Aww.
He's good as mate.
Can I use that more than once in a turn?
No, it takes a reaction.
Well, I'm a dead man.
He swings his morning star at you. Oh dear.
I'm a dead man.
Oh, there was that 20. Oh no!
Well, he could roll really poorly.
Nope.
He didn't. So the bugbear just comes over, slams Vaisen in the back of the head, and Vaisen, your eyes just go black, and you just collapse to the ground.
Vaisen's not here right now. Please try again after the tone.
Beep. Just a long beep.
It's fine, you've got like a whole giant initiative for someone to heal you.
Hint, hint,
you got a long time between death saves.
You've got a real long time between death saves.
This guy is going to short bow at Underscum. Or that wall in the distance also takes an arrow.
Oh.
This guy is going to take a step forward and scimitar Underscum. That one hits. The scimitar bites into Underscum, who takes 3 points of damage because he is raging. On Underscum's turn, I guess we're going to do the swinging of the weapon that I really need to remember to work out how to stat for him.
Oh, wait. Oh, that thing. Is this the hammer from last week?
No, he's got his rope dart he's going to try and use.
His kunai on a string.
Okay, so it's that. Right. He starts swinging a rope with a weight attached to the end of it round and releases it towards the goblin that just attacked him. And it just sails over the goblin's shoulder, slams into the wall, and he pulls on the rope to bring the weight back to him and keeps swinging it around himself. Nefira.
Alrighty then. As promised, the one that shot me with the bow.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot at him back with an Eldritch Blast.
That does hit.
Fantastic. Take a colossal 11 points of force damage.
The goblin
So you literally did enter the room and start blasting.
Mm-hmm.
I start blasting.
I did warn him. And I'm going to send the second one down towards the bugbear, standing over Vaisen.
Okay.
Goddamn giant lizard.
That just misses.
Oh.
The bugbear just looks up from Vaisen and ducks out of the way of it. And these guys
are not a lizard.
Aren't blind anymore.
You're lucky I'm dying and can't actually hear this insult.
Another goblin.
You go throw out the insult.
Anyway, slap you.
See, I can just see it coming over there to go and heal you, and you just knock me unconscious.
Feywin.
Okay. Okay. Feywin is best not pleased with... So the goblin in front of Nefira is still alive?
Still alive. Not blind anymore, and is now looking at you, having heard but not seen what you had done, and is now sort of stood on the body of one of his unconscious friends.
Okay. Feywin's just become increasingly angry at the whole situation.
Embrace the anger. Let it flow through you.
Yeah, my foundry, like, sort of rolls are like just being severely delayed. I don't know if it's because of the animation with the dice sort of thing, but I can't see what I rolled, so...
You swing and miss, unfortunately.
Oh, god damn it.
Don't monks have two attacks by this point?
Oh yeah, shit, that's a good point. Yeah, I keep forgetting that. Yeah, second attack. God. Come on. Yeah, like... Yeah, Foundry's just really playing up for me because of the dice roll animation. I know it's because of that, because it's never I've never had this problem before.
The next one will... Oh, wait, you just rolled initiative?
No, that's somebody else's initiative.
Yeah, like, all this dice animation's just going everywhere. I can't press anything because it's, like... It's just... being really slow. I don't know whether there's any way to stop it or...
I have turned off the extension.
Thank you. There we go. See? It's going a lot quicker. So...
Twelve.
That does also not hit, unfortunately. You just swing twice. And don't hit. You do have your bonus attack, or can flurry of blows if you wish.
I'm saving that for a rainy day, and I bet it's going to miss as well, because why the heck not?
Unfortunately, that is also a miss.
Yeah, I'm just done. I'm just done. Yeah, that'll be my turn.
This goblin is also going to attack Underscum, because really Underscum seems to be the leader of you guys, and...
Also has the most hit points.
Stupid enough to come and stand closest to the leader before telling him that you were going to kill him. So that's 3 more points of damage to Underscum. Bugbear is going to attack. Wouldn't you know it? Underscum!
Oh, my back.
Ooh,
never mind.
That was lucky.
Ick is going to move around the unconscious Vason. And swing his scimitar. Actually, no, he's gonna back up, and he's gonna fire the crossbow at the bugbear standing over Vason. Hits and deals a damage. Very quickly starts reloading the crossbow. this bugbear is just going to sort of take a tentative step forward and try and place themselves between Haleth and Yek. And then it is Nuri's turn.
Save me, Nuri. You're my only hope.
Who needs healing now?
well, Vason is laying on the floor unconscious in a pool of his own blood, slowly dying, so I'd go with Vason.
Yeah, let's... Right. Takes so long to do everything.
R.A.P. Vason.
No, don't R.A.P. me.
R.A.P. Vason.
F to play respects.
Many respects are being paid. In woodworking class, we're working a little gift for you, Vason. A little tombstone. A little wooden tombstone.
Oh, come on. There we go. Finally. Now it's caught up, hopefully. There we go.
Right, Vaisin, you get 14 points of healing.
Ooh, nice.
And I'm going to quickly turn off Dice So Nice, which might reload everybody's foundries.
Yep.
It has.
Oh, foundry now.
Yeah, just is.
Right,
yeah, it is.
And for those that can't understand robot, is he a goblin or a bugbear? This yek person.
You don't know. He appears to be a human.
He looks like Robert Pattinson.
I'm feeling that that might be a clue.
Quite
He's a vampire, guys.
As far as you can tell, he is a human.
Okay. We've ended Curse of Strahd, oh no. Strahd, no!
Dang it, we've been a Ravenloft this entire time. I don't know what it is with this blank screen, but it's making me want to get some flat edge and just scrape down to see how much stuff comes off.
What?
You heard me. I want to clean the screen because it's that texture to it.
Yeah.
But one of those textures that guarantees it's never actually ever going to be clean.
Is everyone back?
It's still loading up for me.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the Game Master to rejoin.
Oh. It's got to load up three times for me because of all the different things I have to have open to stream it. One moment.
Bye. Ah, look at all that blood.
Some of it is yours.
Not at the moment. I'm not on the screen. I'm obscured by my own camera.
Might need to give you guys some more buffer space on there. One moment. Let me see if I can... Let's go up to 6.
Is vacuum bleeding? Yes, but he appears to be bleeding internally. Oh, that's fine. That's where all the blood's meant to be.
Well, apparently it's decided Wall's not in the party anymore.
No!
But he is always teaching a class.
He is. He's joined the goblins. You're going to, like, leave the room and Wall is now the de facto leader of the goblins and you have to fight Wall. And Wall's like, no! Guys! We're looking for some wood glue.
Hey, guys, I'm wondering whether you got any wood glue and any more tis. Oh, my gosh! What have you done?
Okay.
Like, rolls in. Rolls back out again.
Oh, no. He's back in the group now. Now that the GM's loaded back in again, it's decided Wall is a team member. Vaisin, you come back to consciousness on the ground with 14 hit points. And then Goblin 32 is going to take a turn.
Wait, had Nuri done everything on their turn?
Oh, that's a good question. Nuri, is there anything else you wish to do on your turn?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. now Goblin 32 is going to take a turn, and then Yek is actually going to have a turn, because apparently I forgot to include him on the initiative, or I'm going to get disconnected from Discord. Either of those is a thing. Hopefully Discord will be not a butt in a minute.
Hey, I think we won. Managed to just gonna force you out of Discord.
So this goblin is going to move down to here and is going to fire a short bow at Haleth.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
No, Haleth's going to get mad at you. Who do that?
That is going to miss. Haleth just sort of reaches up and catches the arrow out of the air.
We can never let Haleth leave the party.
And then it is Yek's turn, and Yek is gonna 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and then dash action 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Goblin 39 is gonna swing at Nephira with a scimitar. Nephira, does a 23 hit you?
Yes.
That is 8 points of damage. The scimitar bites into you.
Oh, good, it didn't take off the temporary. Ow.
And then Haleth's turn. Who is going to step...
Well, mad curiosity, boys and girls. If we kill Yek, would we say this fight's over?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Haleth punches the bugbear.
I was genuinely expecting you to just say, and the bugbear ceases to exist.
Rears back.
Bugbear just pieces out and vanishes.
Punches the bugbear again. Still standing. This is rare for a thing Haleth punches. Vason.
Okay, I don't actually know the rule on this. Do I provoke an attack of opportunity if I stand up?
No.
Cool, right, I'm just going to stand up.
No, you spend half your movement speed to stand up.
15 feet to get up.
That's fine. I don't intend to do a lot of moving this turn. I'm going to... I'm going to hit a bugbear with a bloody great sword.
Okay.
Wow.
Not like that, you're not.
No, I'm not. Let's try that again.
You get up and groggily swing the great sword, and it bugbear just sort of turns it aside with the morning star.
Try that again.
This one,
there we go.
It's sort of gloatingly looking at you, and you just swing across it, and it bites in, and it's not happy.
Hit him straight in his smug little face.
Heyo, random Sean.
Heyo.
So that's 14 damage, and I'm going to follow that up with another Divine Smite, because I'm not a happy bunny right now.
Okay.
So, level 1. Divine Smite. For an extra 15 points of radiant damage.
It dies. There is just a pulse down your sword as you bring it back across it. And it looks very shocked as you connect with it. And the bugbear just...
Right. I have 15 foot of movement, yeah?
Yes.
Cool. No, you don't, buddy.
You just sort of get up in Robert Patterson's face.
Just like, literally, just like, there's a great sword at his chest. It's just like, no. Sit.
Bugbears are dead. Goblin 33 is gonna, well, got a good thing going where he is. He's gonna short bow at Underscum.
I still got over the fact that we're fighting Robert Patterson. Fucking hilarious, man. His little face initiative cracks me up.
Whoa.
I'm about to...
I want to see how my woodworking class is going.
How's your woodworking class going? It's great. It's going really well. Yeah. They're really starting to get the rhythm down. You've got them working together now.
Hell yeah! Sorry guys,
I'm impressed. It's only been like 20 seconds.
I'm a very good teacher. I'll have you know, I'm a very good teacher.
Woodworking initiative doesn't work the same way as regular combat initiative. that hits Underscum. So Underscum takes the arrow, just bites into him, and he takes a little bit more damage. That hits too. Really, for Underscum, this is becoming death by a thousand cuts. It's just lots and lots of little wounds are opening up over Underscum as the goblins beat him down. He swings round the little rope dart, flings it off at the goblin that just hit him with a scimitar. That one hits, and it deals 1d6 plus that many damage. And the weight at the end of the rope just clonks the goblin on the head, and the goblin goes down. Nefira.
Alrighty then. Let us end this. I'm going to summon a friend.
Okay. Where are you placing this friend?
About here-ish, so it gets flanking ready for its turn.
Okay, that's a really cool animation.
I appreciate the ninja folk.
Amazing.
I'm very sad that I can't see it right now. But I'm so proud of my little goblins.
They're making such amazing birdhouses.
They're having such a good time, guys. I'm so proud of them.
I can't remember what its attack is, and it's not listed on this particular character sheet for some reason. So what does it roll?
So it's based off my spell attack modifier.
Oh, so roll an attack. And we'll see what it does to Yek.
Oh, yeah, would it be with advantage? What happens if I clicked it with advantage? Well, good thing I rolled that first one first. Jesus Christ.
That does not hit.
Does it multi-attack? No, it doesn't.
Well, so...
half the spell level rounded down. Dang it! Not yet.
A shadow spawn appears out of your shadow?
Indeed. Think me, but more edgy and demon.
Nefira's shadow sort of steps up out of the ground on the other side of the creature vase and lurches forward and doesn't do a lot.
One job, dude. One job.
Death by a thousand scimitar cuts will continue for Underscum. Or not, as this one just gets turned aside by the movement of the rope dart. Faewyn.
Okay. Faewyn has had enough of this BS.
Okay. You,
I know she's been...
You are at an advantage at the guy in front of you because Haleth is flanking him.
All right, then. I'm just going to knock this guy out first because... Yeah, I'm going to do it non-lethally.
Okay.
And, advantage, 17.
17 will hit.
Okay. 9 points of damage.
You punch out at this guy and he just hits the floor, just piled on top of the friend that was already there.
Just right.
Out like a light.
She is going to... I know she's going to take an attack of opportunity from that goblin there, but you know what? She doesn't give a damn.
Okay.
She is going to...
Does a 15 hit you?
That meets.
Okay, so as you leave, a scimitar bites into your back for 4 points of damage.
Well, that's all my temporary hit points gone, but that...
That's fine. That's what they're there for.
Oh, yeah. She is going to... she is really, really, like, angry at this point, and she, goes to Yerk. You are going to call off your goblins and your bugbears right this instant. If you don't, then maybe we will probably make good with the whole, oh, we're going to overthrow you and all that jazz, because I've had enough of trying to be nice and you are just being... Attack action for Yek.
That will hit.
For 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
You punch him. he reels, but he is still standing.
I'm going to spend a key point to do flurry of blows.
Okay.
So attack the first.
That will hit.
Okay. I mean, for some reason, the attack button, like, disappears after, like... So, I mean, if I do Flurry of Blows again, and then do that, and then... let's do that. 17.
17 will also hit, so you lash out twice more with your key, and...
Okay, so that's 9, and then with... Why is it not doing the damage, like, the second time around? Oh, God.
It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. He goes down after the first flurry hits. The second blow just lands on his unconscious form as he's falling.
And vampire theory.
And then she's going to turn to the others and goes, right, your boss is down. So you either stand down or, like I said, we're going to deal with all of you.
And instantly seeing their boss fall on the floor, everybody else just takes a step back out of attack stances and looks very concerned, like they don't want to antagonize the angry gnome that just punched their boss out.
Oh, hang on. Shit.
And you see as Yek collapses onto the ground, the crown he wore around his head, tink, 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 rolls off. And Robert Patterson shrinks back down into a goblin. And the crown just does that thing where a metal thing like rolls.
Keeps rolling.
And keeps...
Silence.
I would like...
very much, because I'm seemingly collecting crowns now, I just want to put my foot on it as it's rolling by, just to stop it.
Okay. It stops on the ground.
Another one for the collection. Thank you, Faewyn. Just pick it up.
How many does that make now? Like 3, 4?
Sorry, I missed that. What was the answer to the how many crowns you have now, Vason?
Two. Two, right?
Just the two. One dwarf and now one goblin.
See, I would call you the twice crown, but now you have the twice armband.
They are still crowns. I'm genuinely worried that something's going to happen to me for putting a magical crown on my arm, though.
Your like arm now becomes the arm of Robert Patterson.
So, have you... Sorry, I'm just checking this. Have you put this on?
On my arm, yes.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Roll me.
No.
Roll me a D10.
Oh, this ought to be hilarious.
Oof. That's what I'm oofing. Could be anything.
Okay. As soon as you put the crown over your arm, the entire room starts to get a little bit bigger. And everybody in the room gets a little bit bigger.
Is it Alice in Wonderland?
It is sort of Alice in Wonderlanding, in that it actually isn't the room getting bigger, Vason. Everybody else notices that Vason has started to shrink.
Oh my god, does he become a kobold?
He is. He shrinks down to about 6 foot in height.
Wait, 6 foot?
Okay, that's not a huge drop.
It's not a huge drop, but it is a drop. It is a change. It's a noticeable change. And the scales on his skin recede in. The clawed hands, the draconic muzzle sinks back into flesh, pink human skin. You look like a very attractive human male. Wearing armor suited to a dragonborn.
Oh, this is hideous.
I'm not going to pass any comment on that.
I take the crown off on my arm.
As soon as you take the crown off. Oh, hang on a minute. I need to check something.
You are now cursed with the item. Congratulations.
Okay, no. You take the crown off your arm and instantly grow back.
Whew. That was weird. I put it in my sack filled with coins and it's just like, maybe another time.
Faewyn?
I was going to say, I was going to say, are we still in initiative combat?
No, the rest of the goblins and bugbears have just sort of very clearly made it obvious that they want no further part in... Wait a minute, that wasn't the person I wanted to drag into a wall.
Why did you drag me into the wall? What have I done to you?
The goblins and bugbears just sort of take a step back, they lower weapons. They look very confused as a dragonborn turns into a very attractive human male and then back into a dragonborn again.
Yeah, I was going to say Prayne would like to go up to Underscum and I know she can't reach a scruff of his neck, but she's going to be like, "And you! Don't you ever say anything so reckless out loud like that to the person that that threat was intentioned for! Do I make myself clear?"
Underscum looks at you like someone isn't here at the moment to make a response to that questioning.
I will say, with that kind of thing, like, Nufira and the Shadow both take a step backwards. A very, very gentle step backwards.
I find this amusing that the most frightening person in the party seems to be this tiny gnome who just punches people.
You're at the right height for very delicate things to be punched.
I mean, that's very true.
I mean, there's a crown that you can try if you want.
I mean, Vason has the crown, so...
If Vason wants to hand it around to people...
I mean, that's very true.
That's up to Vason.
Whilst Neri is dressing down...
Faywin.
Sorry, yes, Faywin. Oh, my mistake. Mm-hmm. I sort of like just gesture with my great sword for the bugbear and the goblin to move off the cushions.
They all sort of line up around the edge of the room, just like, okay, well.
And I lie down, because, ow, I just transformed, I lost all my scales, regained all my scales, and got knocked unconscious all in the last, like, 2 minutes? I need to lie down.
Hmm.
And I sort of plop down, like, Conan the Barbarian style in the cushions.
The very bruised bugbear just look. Are you de boss now? Are you guys de boss now?
Sure, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we are, and you're going to behave, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you strong. You in charge.
Cool, get everyone some wine.
I'll see what we can do. Do you wish to be not disturbed for a while?
Yeah. Also, find Wall.
Who's Wall?
The one in the wheelchair.
What's a wheelchair?
The one who is sitting down a lot.
Would you like to see your new treasure room?
Yes, yes. I'm just like to go see the new treasure room.
Would you like to rest first? Would you like me to get you wine first? Would you like me to find this wall in a wheelchair? What is the order of operations here? This is a very smart word for a bugbear, but you get the picture.
You, goblin, in the middle, find the one in the wheelchair.
Yes, Bat.
Bugbear on the right, you go find wine and then come meet us in the treasure room. Bugbear on the left, take us to the treasure room. The rest of you, guard this room.
And yes, boss.
Yes,
clean
boss.
Up. Yes, boss.
I swear if there's a dragon in this treasure room, we're going to flip off. I'm just going to freak out.
I am now a dragon with a treasure room.
Just like, God damn it.
The three...
It's very fitting for you.
I know, I'm so happy.
The three goblins that you told to try and guard the front door to the room try and do that thing where they all walk through the door at the same time and then sort of all pop out the other side.
When they all get stuck, my shadow's just going to stand behind them and menace for a second just so they all straighten up.
Wall, about this time, you know, 5 to 10 minutes into woodworking class, Another goblin wearing armor but covered in a mixture of various blood types approaches the room, slightly out of breath from running.
Are you okay?
Look at all these birdhouses they made.
Are you going to join the woodworking class? I can get you some water if you'd like. I've got some here.
The big shiny gold boss man wants to see you.
Oh, the guy that looks like Robert Pattinson?
No, the new one.
Oh, sure. I'll turn to a random goblin. What's the goblin's name? Just point at them. Feel like an S name.
You point at a goblin, the goblin points to him. I'm Shook.
Shook, can you, like, keep an eye on everyone? Make sure the Nobbles over there doesn't eat all the nails again. I'm believing you guys. I'll come back in a minute.
You turn and leave, and as you do, you just hear Shek go, nah, nah, nah.
Nah. I'll turn back and I'll be like...
And you just see Nobbles on the stage, a nail just in the edge of his mouth.
I'm like, Nobbles, no! Put it down!
Well, then he puts it down and starts hammering it into the stage.
Good for Noble. Exercising self-control.
This way.
Oh. Oh, I'm walking the wrong direction.
This way.
There's like a small incline over there. I couldn't get my chair over it properly.
You see now, Wall, that the room that you had left before, guarded by two goblins, is now guarded by three different goblins.
Hello. When I was in. Oh my god, what happened?
The carpet is covered in blood and unconscious goblins and a couple of bugbears. And Underscum is being shouted at still by Feywin.
I left you guys alone for one woodworking class, and you, like, killed, like, 20 dudes. That's not cool, man. That's not cool.
They in charge now.
In our defense, we are in charge.
Okay.
We also have a cool treasure room. Oh, also, Steve, you can disappear for the day. And my shadow room disappears.
Your shadow just sort of lies down on the ground again and becomes... a two-dimensional normal shadow attached to your feet once more.
Is your shadow called Sneeze?
Steve.
Right, I heard Sneeze. I got very confused.
That's not a very drow-esque name. Who's it named after, the shadow? No, there's more important things right now. What happened?
Also, where's the treasure room? Come on.
Yeah, what treasure room?
We're waiting for Bugbear on the left to pop to it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to... Who's left? This guy. Okay. who's left?
Your left. We both have the same left.
This way.
Oh,
I think we may have lost Christy.
No, I'm here.
Oh, Christy.
Here the whole time.
I just saw the message that your battery died.
Oh, yeah. No. That was about...
Oh, that's about 10 minutes ago. I'm on top of messages.
I heard the expletives of when things went wrong.
That must have been when things were also going wrong here, so... you approach a room guarded by two goblins who haven't seen what was just happened, and they sort of put their weapons up to stop you, and the bugbear just... waves and they lower their weapons again, slightly confused, but they know sort of generally that goblin tribes undergo noob management every once in a while, and clearly that's what this is.
Really need to learn goblin, the amount of goblin lords we run into,
and the bugbear approaches the door and opens it. And
that's a beholder.
You are greeted by a gruesome diorama featuring a beholder and six goblins all locked into battle poses, adorned with various pieces of costume jewellery. And Wall vanishes again.
Wall's like, nope! Bye, guys!
But Wall, there's wood to fix in here.
I have a normal fear of beholders, a very real fear, and I'm good over here.
I have a completely legitimate fear of giant floating eyeballs with laser beams.
I'm the only normal one here.
I'm assuming it's not a real beholder.
It is the corpse of a beholder.
Yeah, I'm not hanging around that shit, guys.
But Wall, look at all the furniture in here that needs repairing. I'm being serious. There's a mountain of furniture in here that needs repairing.
You also see a ivory chessboard on a low stone table. A 9 foot tall, 3 foot wide framed painting of a very regal looking Robert Patterson. Standing proudly with the gold circlet on his brow.
Is he shirtless and sparkly?
He's not got a lot of shirt on.
Is he done like those? I've forgotten the artist that did him now. Did like Robert Downey Jr. in Captain America, like military uniform?
You can see clearly in the painting he is wearing the circlet. And you also see a hefty iron-banded wooden chest with iron rings for handles.
Is it, I hope the bugbear understands common, because otherwise this is going to be very difficult. Is that locked?
Key.
No.
Open it, please.
He goes over to it. Opens the lid.
I'd like to inspect the chessboard.
Faison, as he opens the chest, it is filled with silver pieces.
Nice.
Wow.
The chessboard is a very fine chessboard. If you get the right buyer, it could be worth something.
Very tempting. Was there a game currently in progress, or was it just all the pieces?
No, just sort of set up, ready to play, but it doesn't look like anyone down here really understands how chess works. The pieces aren't in necessarily the right places, but you can see that they're all here.
That this could be worth something. So, that's a lot of money.
Yep. Like, how big is this chest? Because that looks like it's over 5 feet long.
Yeah, it's as you look at it, you spend a bit of time with it. It's 2,000 gold, 2,000 silver pieces.
Oh, I'm so glad I have my wheelbarrow.
So,
again, I have a bag of holding, but I don't think if you can get Wall, you can get the bag of holding.
That is it. We put the chessboard in the bag of holding. This thing goes in the wheelbarrow.
Just yeah.
Because seriously, there are no chests anywhere in Trollskull Manor. Do you have any idea how hard it's been to put things away?
Just go to IKEA.
Or would it be like fake here?
Fantasy IKEA.
And everything else.
IKEA. I'm pretty sure it is pronounced like IKEA in the little adverts. It's an elf thing. It's an elf thing, guys.
Where are we finding the items and stuff? Like,
The treasure room is the room just north of the room we're in.
I mean, yeah, but like, in terms of what, like, is Is there a list of what we got? Like, where is it?
No, there isn't a list.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have a list. I can...
I was going to say...
Camera's all the way off in the void right now.
I was going to ask if there's a whole bunch of stuff in those crates. But I have a feeling opening each crate individually might take a while.
And the DM would just kill you. Just, it would just be a live beholder pops out and he's like, yep.
So what would you guys like to do now? I'm assuming maybe take a rest.
Oh, yeah, we are certainly taking a rest. And, well, can I have the bag of holding, please? We have a lot of shiny things.
If you can find Wall, then sure.
It's only a papier-mâché beholder. It's fine.
It's definitely a real beholder.
I was going to say,
what is the name of this bugbear?
That's a good question.
Roost. We're also going to put him through an anger management program.
This is Gan the bugbear.
Right, Gan. Smash that beholder into tiny little pieces and set it on fire, alongside the ridiculous diorama attacking it, because good lord, what on earth's going on there?
I got the jewellery as well.
Yek liked it.
It's costume jewellery, Nefira.
It's still shiny, it's still worth something later on down the road.
Fine.
And yes...
Gan goes over and just picks up the various corpses, chucks them into the corner, takes all the costume jewellery off of them and starts setting fire to a small pile of furniture in the corner of the room.
Wait, is there nothing valuable in the corners, is there?
No, it's just rubbish.
Is the painting... What's the frame made out of? Because the painting's shite. It's yak. But is the frame made of gold?
No, it's not bad. It's a reasonable frame, but it's not astounding. It's what the goblins could get hold of. And also, Faywin has the question of, are you guys wanting to take a short or a long rest?
Oh, definitely a long rest.
Oh, yes. Your thoughts, please.
Even if we're, like, dicking around for most of the day, definitely a long rest.
Oh, yeah. Christ, you just told me his name.
Gan.
Starts with a G. Gan. When you're done setting that on fire, take the picture out of that frame and set that on fire, too.
The picture or a frame?
Just the picture. Just take the picture, set it on fire. Leave the frame alone.
Gan, with the fire roaring, just takes the picture out of the frame and throws the painting into the fire.
I think we found our new second in command. And I just sort of walk off.
Ick just suddenly hears, you know, doesn't really hear anything, and for some reason, oh.
I mean, to console Ick psychically from a distance, this means Ick still gets to come with us.
Hey.
Ick doesn't want to be surely Ick doesn't want to be left alone in essentially a palace that they would more or less be in charge of. Though they might get killed, you know, if they stay.
They definitely get killed the next day. It's Ick.
Yeah. And back to the cushions.
It lays down in the cushion.
Sure, whatever.
Right, I'm looking. Well,
yeah, is it gone?
Yes, it's gone.
Okay,
we need the bag of holding.
Oh, I'll come over.
I shall show you the chess set and be like, this is one thing.
Okay, I'll try and enter into the room. Oh, apparently there's a door.
You see the bugbear just sort of stood watching a fire burning in the corner of the room. He's holding a frame in one hand and has like 15 pieces of costume jewellery just sort of variously like adorned around himself.
Good lad. There's a lot of good wood in here. But I'll go and shout for what was it? Nibbles? Go and shout for Nibbles. Nibbles, there's wood in here!
Some of the woodworking goblins come over and
I point out the good wood to them.
They start picking up various pieces of furniture.
Hell yeah. So where's this chest at or whatever? Because I was over there.
Huh. Yeah, that's right. I'll bring it up to you.
This is freaking heavy.
It's pretty heavy. Put it in the bag of holding. Keep the bag open. Looks pretty expensive.
After a time, Vason, the very bruised looking bugbear comes back and hands you a bottle.
Are these new bruises or old bruises?
Oh, these are still the bruises that Halef gave.
Okay, so they're not new ones from fighting to get wine.
No.
How many glasses have they brought? Or have they just bought like a white?
I've just bought you a bottle.
Right, cool. I take a nice long swig from the bottle and sort of like hand it towards Faywin.
Oh, Faywin's just taking a cushion from the pile and she's like messed off into the corner.
Oh, the far corner.
Yeah, far corner, away from everyone else. She is not happy.
When you say she took the cushion, my brain was like, okay, you take the cushion and now it's just become a beating bag.
Beat the heck out of him.
Yeah, it's just constant air combos.
But yeah, I pass the wine to Ick after having a swig and just start having a nap, full on Conan the Barbarian style.
Ick takes a big swig.
Damn, is there anything else of value I can see in the treasure room?
There is. I mean, I assume that you've emptied the chest of silver pieces into the bag of holding.
Yeah.
Yep.
The bugbear is wearing 15 pieces of costume jewellery. It's not going to be very expensive, but it's something.
I mean, he looks good in it. I'm not going to take that away from him. I'd be like, oh, I think you want to turn it so the little clippy bits at the back, not at the front. Yeah, it looks better.
He's very much in a sort of... He's clipped it to himself in a... I needed to get it off of something else. And it's like, I needed to put it somewhere. So it's sort of just sprawled around him. It's not really set up in any way. So you sort of help him to reassemble it into a more fashion-conscious decision oriented way, and he does, you know, you manage to dress him up a little bit and he looks more fancy now.
As well, doesn't understand at all what's going on over here. He's just like, I'm just here for the woodworking class. But other than that, like, can I have a little look around the bridge? Investigation check, perhaps?
There, yeah, roll me a quick investigation.
Normal.
You find a decent amount of wood. Various pieces of broken furniture or barrels and crates with some supplies in, but nothing amazingly useful.
What kind of supplies? Like food supply?
Yeah, you can get maybe you can piece together like 12 rations from nice. From various barrels and crates and things. And yeah, plenty of woodwork to finish off your stage and make some more birdhouses or various other woodworking projects that you wish to endeavour on with the class before you move on to other places.
Making sure that the bug over there isn't paying too much attention to me. I'm just going to have all of those 12 rations. Just munch through them. Just okay. Like... just 12 days worth of... just like...
bloody hell, you're hungry.
I'm real hungry. I'm stress hungry.
It's just the bugbear and now festooned in fabulous costume jewellery just watches as the fire burns in the corner of the room, and you can smell the very distinctive smell of goblin and beholder flesh and hay burning.
I was just gonna
in a very enclosed room with no ventilation.
Yeah, he's gonna leave. Like, maybe don't watch the fire too closely. Okay, bye.
Okay. And he sort of realizes, you know, follows you out of the room.
Just doesn't die of carbon monoxide poisoning. Oh, crap.
Sees.
I expect all the other goblins would die first.
True.
Sees that his corner of the room has currently been taken by Underscum, who's just curled up in a corner. And so he goes to stand in a corner of the room and sort of stands to attention. And then one of the goblins... looks at Wall and Nefira being... possibly two of the only people to be awake at the moment, looks around to see if Nuri's... is Nuri awake or has Nuri gone to...
No, I'm still here.
Start a long rest.
What's going on? No, I'm still here. I just don't know what's going on.
Okay.
The party's all having a good snooze.
Yep. Well, I take it. I probably don't need a snooze, so.
You could have a snooze to get your spell slots back, or.
Yeah, I suppose so. I could do.
The goblin looks.
My screen didn't go the. Back. Right.
Looks around to you all that are awake at the moment and just any other standing instructions for now or
I think you can just kind of chill.
As you were like us up if someone wants to have a chat or whatever.
Yeah. I think they're making birdhouses in the room there. They were having a lot of fun.
I don't know how to make
just painting
houses.
Each other with moustaches.
There's a really, like, one of the goblins, they're really, really good. You can ask him, Nilbert. He's really talented. I reckon he'd teach you.
He looks slightly confused about what's happening and then just sort of slowly wanders off.
Nice guy.
So we have a scary dragon man, a... bugbear that seemingly everyone can hit and never goes down. Ick, the Etten Slayer. Nuri, who sort of just stood there, just going, what the hell's going on? Faywin, who told a giant bugbear off. And Wall, the... are you sure they're not insane?
hang on. Faywin not only told a bugbear off, but punched a guy to unconsciousness. Like... before telling the bugbear off.
Oh yeah, we should probably do something about him being passed out in the middle of the room.
Oh, I'll do CPR, it's fine. I'll give everyone healing.
He'll be fine in the morning.
The bugbears have sort of moved all of the unconscious people aside.
Just make sure they're not dead.
They're still alive and still... unwounded, but now festooned in fabulous costume jewellery, Gan just asks, what do you want done with the unconscious ones?
We've got some
fabulous cages.
Oh, no, I mean, they don't need cages. I'll just go and start doing some first aid.
Never say them with fabulous cages whilst you're wearing all that jewellery.
He looks down at himself and... Why?
It's a surface world joke. You'll never get it.
Actually, one of you... Actually, I don't care which one of you. There is a matter that that Yek was overseeing that you possibly might want to come with me and deal with before turning in for the night.
I haven't got any hit points down. I can go, guys. I mean, not hit points. I feel fine, other than a sore thumb.
I mean, most of us are asleep, so you might, if you're going to say that to anyone, you might want to wake someone up.
I'll go with him, but I'll walk over to Vecchia and Ick and grab, try and snag the wine bottle.
Ick sort of lazily hands you the wine bottle, rolls over.
Give it a shake, still there's anything left.
There's like half a bottle left. It's only really been with Vasin and Ick, so Ick doesn't take a lot. Vasin took slightly more.
I mean, I just had a mouthful. I wasn't going to get wanked.
It's a big mouth.
Get drunk.
A sip for Dragonborn is like a bottle.
It's like a gulp for everyone else.
Evidently, I need to put that crown on when I want to get drunk.
the bugbear, Gan, apparently doesn't want to lead you out of the room because my foundry is not working right now. Can you guys hear me still? That's not a good sign. Internet, please stop doing whatever you're doing.
Help, Dan.
Right, I appear to be back now. Can you hear me again?
I feel like we need a counter every time Discord fails for you.
Not Discord.
Foundry.
The count is two! Ha! 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 Ha!
I just need to reload Foundry because it decided to stop working as well.
Yeah, it's not being cooperative tonight.
The internet is being a poopy.
Bad internet.
Right. We are going to try this again. So, Gan leads you to the door of the room and out across the market square. And over to a side passage.
Oh, to the woodworking class. Yay.
and shows you to a closed door.
Wait for our warlock friend to come over.
I'm just going to catch Nafira up with us.
Nafira. Hey, Nafira.
And just also reload.
Yep. Nafira, Nafira.
Apparently the camera screen as well.
In the meantime, I just found a wonderful writing prompt.
What?
Oh dear.
Give a bald human a screwdriver, and you'll find a pile of scrap where your ship used to be, with a proud-looking human sitting nearby.
How? Yeah.
And I've just been on a journey.
I won't lie, there's a lot of very good Humans Are Space Orcs stuff.
It's like three people having a conversation with it. It's like, well, one just take the tool away. Like, no, don't do that. They literally turn the entire ship upside down. Human Mark used to have a tool called a hex key. He literally turned the ship upside down by reversing gravity to find the key.
Gan reaches to the closed door and opens it to reveal a room filled with four cages. And
the fabulous cages.
In one of the cages is a goblin who, as soon as the door opens, starts screaming at you.
Let me out. Please let me out, please.
Oh, okay. I was expecting full on screaming, like animalistic. I was going to scream back at it.
You can see that she's starving.
Gan, do you not feed the prisoners?
This prisoner called Glom stole some food intended for Yek.
Give us the keys.
He hands you a bunch of keys.
Which one's the right key for the? I'll just hand him the crowbar. I'll be like, open the cage.
He takes the crowbar. He looks back to the keys and just, if I can have the key, we can reuse the cage.
I'll give you the keys. I thought you didn't know which one the key was. And
no, you said give you the keys.
Well, I know, but
it was a figure of speech.
I don't get it. He takes one of the keys and he opens the door and swings the door open, and Glom hungrily sort of falls out and
go into my bag and I'll grab some rations.
She very hungrily snatches them and
many rations left now. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure now that we're in charge, the wonderful Glom can go get us some.
I could.
Well, I mean, I think if she's hungry, she needs rest.
I've forgotten our.
I think you mean. Is it Gleck?
Gan.
Gan. Okay.
Yeah.
Gan, could you do you have like starchy food, like pasta or like bread or like rice or grain?
We probably have bread.
Yeah, could I get like a loaf of bread, please?
He goes away, and you hear a muttered exchange in Goblinoid, and then you hear just the sound of meat hitting other meat, and then
meat slap.
Oh dear.
He returns and hands you a loaf of bread.
Oh, his knuckles bloodied from where he just smacked someone in the face.
Yeah, they are.
It's like, I'm gonna turn back to Glom. You can have this loaf of bread, but you need to have small bits at a time, otherwise you're gonna make yourself feel really sick, okay? And I'm gonna hand it to them. Small bits at a time.
They look
That's
at you.
Work.
They look at the bread.
I can try. I tried.
Told you. Starving prisoners, they'll eat anything they come across.
Oh, yeah, but like, still, I mean, we can try to be nice.
I'm not saying you can't be nice. I'm just saying that starving prisoner will eat a rat if they get their hands on one.
She goes and throws up a little bit in the corner.
Oh, it's okay. I'm going to give them some water.
They drink it down hungrily.
It's like, oh,
they're heady proper. They need some sort of magical medical attention at this rate.
Yeah, I got
But anyway, so Glom, you were in prison for stealing food.
Yeah. It was good food. Shouldn't have done it. It was meant for the boss. But you're the boss.
Well, I have some good news. The boss is dead. We are the new bosses.
The boss isn't dead. But the old boss isn't dead.
Viva la revolution.
Wait, you killed Robert Patterson?
No, I did not kill.
Robert Patterson's unconscious and ready to be locked in a cage if that's what you so choose.
Oh, okay.
Although he doesn't look like Robert Patterson anymore, he's a goblin.
So in a way, we did kill Robert Patterson.
Is he like a really like small changeling or something?
It's a magical crown. If Vaisin wears that thing on his armband, it's quite hilarious.
Oh,
he turns into a really handsome guy. I would not have said no.
Am I?
You know.
Anyways, we're getting off track here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Glom.
Under the old X crown.
Yes. Don't get any ideas.
Okay.
Good Glom. You're going to answer my question now. Under the old regime, would you say food and resources were divvied unfairly? In a none for you, six for me sort of way.
Yeah.
This is how everything falls apart. It's terrible management.
Are we installing communism here?
No, I'm going to go for more military discipline.
I don't think that's any better. I'm like kind of hungry still, so I'm gonna like go back and I'm gonna have a bit of a snack. Good luck. Have a good one, Glom.
You see, Gollum's a little bit queasy looking still, but
you realize you're leaving prisoners in the hands of a drow.
Yeah. I am aware of that, but I left the other fight. I'm going to leave this drow who's probably going to torture this kind little goblin.
Well, as you cross back over the marketplace, this goblin here, you just see a trickle of blood coming down from its nose, and it's got a black eye forming.
Oh no, I'm going to go and give them some healing.
Oh no.
I feel bad.
And heads the military discipline.
You know. You also notice the space on its the space on its table where a loaf of bread is missing now.
No.
Oh no.
I'm going to give him my last ration.
The black eye just instantly disappears.
No. I'm going to give them the last ration from my bag and be like, it's not a lot, but I hope this helps.
It immediately puts it on the on its market stall.
Oh right, I thought you were going to put it on its eye like bacon.
No, I have spells. I'm not just going to like put bacon. It's like, here, just press bacon.
Here.
I mean, I was more thinking that the GM was going to do that because it's a goblin that you just handed something to.
No, it immediately puts it on the like in the space on the table, and it like gets a piece of card and writes out rations and puts it on the, like, starts getting ready to sell it for gold.
Hell yeah, little buddy, I believe in you.
Actually, the fact that he's like got a little pocket of ink, a little quill.
Yeah,
no,
it's just a cheap piece of cardboard and charcoal.
Still,
I respect the hustle. Okay,
they're literate. Oh,
yeah. It's now that's my fine. Fave.
The R and the S are written backwards, but it's all fine.
Yeah, they're literate in very limited senses. They're very numerate.
They know the nouns, they can't conjugate.
Yeah.
Precisely. Gant, go guard the other bosses.
Oh, we've got some goblins over there, and one of my other bugbears is there.
I say it's a bit more than intimidation. Go and watch the other bosses.
I shouldn't have left you, should I?
Wall, as you go across the room, Gan the bugbear with all the costume jewellery just comes over and looks at you.
Gan, can I get some paper and some ink, please? I'm going to help these goblins fix their signage. All of them. And we're not going to steal it this time, and not going to get it with violence, okay? Put my hands on my hips.
He starts counting off on his fingers the paper, ink, not steal, no violence.
Yes, you got it.
The boss would like some paper and ink. Do you have any? I won't hit you for it.
No, that's still a threat of violence. No, come over here.
No, I said I won't hit him for it.
Yeah, but it sounds like a threat still. I'm just going to roll over and I'll be like, how much is the ink, please?
Oh, I'm so happy.
This is amazing.
This is all I could hope for. We're going to make these goblins a decent, respectable dungeon-dwelling society, damn it.
Hell yeah. And you're just going to torture someone and I'm just going to be teaching them arithmetic.
For you, sir, one silver piece will get you some paper and some ink.
Oh, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you one gold and I would like a few sheets of paper and some ink, enough for everyone here, if that is okay.
He hands you, like, several reams of paper.
Oh, sick one.
And about 5 bottles of ink. And it's just, cool, like, I'm now looking at the gold piece, like, bites into it, and just, like, and just looks at it, looks at you, pockets it very quickly.
Right, and now I'm going to start teaching all of the goblins maths.
You're going to have to start teaching them about banking. Because they don't know, they're gonna have to hand that gold in to get something usable.
You know what? It's fine. We'll start with basic arithmetic. At some point, I'm gonna teach them about like advanced economics and the stock market. Yeah, this is what I should do with my. Oh no, there's so many.
I like Faywin's idea. That's good.
Like, make them some personal development plans and stuff. Yes.
The seeds for order.
Mm-hmm. Now, annoyingly, I thought I would actually send it privately to John. I had set the thing to say private.
This is why I don't trust the foundry.
Get those goblins up there to come over as well, because they can learn about maths too.
We're guards, it's okay.
No, you can learn as well. It's useful life skills. No one's going to steal anything. Because everyone's here.
One of them just runs down the little court, looks into the room, smoke still pouring out of it, and just sort of shuts the door.
Oh no.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
Oh no. I mean, I suppose everything valuable's in your bag, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's only like a dead beholder. And it was completely fine with that burning. I could do an intelligence check. I want to see how good this in math lesson.
You start with the basics.
It's the basics.
They pick up surprisingly well the basics of math. You get the feeling that they mostly already knew this, but they're sort of humouring you because you're the boss now.
God damn it.
They are slightly confused by some of the ways that you do it, but as soon as you start talking in terms of money and giving change and things, they start to really sink their teeth into the maths and understand why they suddenly need to know it.
Yes!
Oh no, we're creating a furiously talented guild of goblins.
Yes!
Meanwhile,
I've created a society.
And that's how Gringotts got started. Like, in the Harry Potter universe.
Meanwhile, the entirety of the lesson, Gan, with his fabulous costume jewelry, just stands behind you looking at you.
Good old grin.
Oh, no. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I'll just do the last one.
There's the sound of machines breaking and just Gan smoke pouring out of his ears.
He's not listening. You told him to watch the other bosses, so he's watching one of the others.
He just stare at the back of my head really intensely. What kind of perverse thing are you getting up to?
Meanwhile, Nefira and Glom.
Lounge music starts to play.
Yeah, and so that's all the problems you have right now. Pain is unequal, no one's getting fed, everything's a wreck.
Yeah.
Alright then, take a swig. I offer him the wine.
Glom takes the wine and starts knocking it back like it's going to be.
Is it a swig?
And then he instantly realizes how much and hands the wine back.
Alright, in the morning, if I remember after drinking all of this, we're going to be fixing a few things.
Am I free now?
Unless you do something naughty, then yes. So I recommend don't steal.
Okay.
Don't murder.
Should I be writing these down?
I'm kind of hoping you'd remember them.
How many are there going to be?
2 so far. Don't steal, don't murder.
I mean, I've got that far.
Oh dear God, the goblins deserve everything.
Don't steal, don't murder. Okay.
You fucking little psychopath.
Got it.
All right then. Off you go.
Glom heads out of the north end of the room and joins a goblin group making various woodworking things.
I just walk back out to all of it.
The entire marketplace has fallen quiet, and you can see all of the market stall holders lined up, sitting sort of cross-legged in front of Wall as he explains basic maths to them all.
Hello. We're doing maths if you want to join us.
Meanwhile, Gan is stood behind him, his eyes just burrowing into the back of Wall's head.
Gan, I didn't mean Wall. I meant the other ones, but it's fine. Look after Wall. Make sure no harm comes to him.
Okay.
And don't keep staring at him. He gets anxious.
He stops looking at the back of Wall's head and just sort of stands to attention, hand on the morning star.
Good man. I'm going to bed.
Bye.
And with that, I go over to the pillow pile and just
Haleth takes
and finish off said bottle of wine.
Haleth takes up a position at the door, not needing to sleep or eat or drink.
Hello, if the goblins start revolting, don't disturb us.
He just sort of waves back at you.
I won't lie, as far as fantasy kingdoms go, our eclectic band being guarded by a revenant is... Mwah, peak D&D energy.
So we started this session with Wall giving a woodworking course, and we're going to end it with basic maths. So what's... I'm really curious as to what's in session 3 in Wall school day.
I'm just, like, living out my day job in D&D now.
Beautiful.
Right. With this craziness, we're going to call an end to this session.
Hello, Sergeant Arm again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps, and it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.